A Texas-based startup is developing a groundbreaking technology that may completely alter how we construct on the moon. An Austin-based company startup, Icon, is creating a 3D printer that melts the lunar dirt and builds structures layer by layer using a laser system. Because it would enable us to construct nearly any architecture on the moon and save NASA billions of dollars in the process, this technology could have a significant impact on space exploration. Aluminized materials and other building supplies had to be launched into space by NASA, which makes construction on the moon historically very expensive. And considering that each kilogram of freight delivered to the moon costs more than $1 million, finding a technique to construct utilizing the given resources is important. Icon was established in 2017 with the intent of 3D printing homes quickly and more economically using cutting-edge robots, software, and a special cement-based material. And the company has previously completed a number of projects, including the construction of barracks for the U.S. Army at Fort Bliss in El Paso and a subdivision of 100 homes west of Austin. The business advanced for the championship round of a competition that asked companies to design lunar dwellings using 3D printing in 2019. Now, Icon caught NASA's eye despite being disqualified from the competition, and in late November of 2020, the organization announced a $57.2 million contract with the business to advance its lunar construction capabilities. And the Olympus Building System is the name of the 3D printer that Icon is creating for the moon. Melody Yashar, Vice President of Building Design and Performance at Icon, claims that it employs laser technology to melt the dirt on the moon and produce tiny structural components. Later this decade, the corporation intends to deploy a small technology demonstration on the moon, followed by a larger demonstration and eventually large infrastructure. The Olympus Building System is just one of the technologies Icon is creating for deep space exploration, though. Additionally, the business is considering modifying its cement-based 3D printing for Mars, utilizing Martian soil as the construction material. In order to mimic a Mars habitat, Icon has constructed a building at NASA's Johnson Space Center. And Yashar thinks that using a variety of construction techniques will be crucial for redundancy and diversity in space exploration. They say we can approach the construction of a certain house or style of building in a number of different ways on the ground. I believe it will mainly be the same in space. We'll employ the best tool for the job and use various techniques for various applications. Icon acknowledges that there will be many small incremental stages to improving the technology, even if its long-term objectives involve constructing human dwellings on the moon using the Olympus system. To shield astronauts from the vacuum of space in the near future, though, the laser-built buildings would need to be combined with an inflatable habitat. And it's crucial to have a clear idea of what the future should look like, while also being really realistic about the actions necessary to get there. And they said, we anticipate that as these technologies advance, we will be able to someday establish human homes on the moon, Mars, and other celestial bodies. Although it is a long-term goal, we think it is doable. Now, Icon's 3D printing technology could fundamentally alter how humans construct on other celestial worlds, which would lower the expense and complexity of space exploration. The corporation is well on its way to realizing its aim of constructing human settlements on the moon and Mars, thanks to the Olympus construction system and other technologies that they have under development.